You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
It's the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. It's always fun hanging out with you guys. The time always goes super fast. And this is a day where I get to do three jobs back to back to back. I did my full-time job for most of today.
Yeah.
Then I come in and do this job. And then I'm leaving here, and we've got a county council meeting at 7.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a long lot.
Day. It is.
It does get to be a long day. That's what happens when you work multiple jobs. Mm-hmm. All I have to do after that is go home, record another audio track for a commercial, and then I will have done all four jobs today. There you go. We'll just work them out. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about and play some audio here that Ethan was nice enough to pull together. One of the things that really annoys me is all of these mayors and governors that are coming out and saying that they are going to fight Trump on this deportation thing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get this. I mean, I understand some of them, and I mean, they're liberals, so I make allowances for that, right? There's mental illness. It's a real thing. So they've got this whole deal where they don't want people to be deported. But what they're talking about, especially Tom Holman in the beginning, is really talking about the fact of getting rid of people who are in this country illegally and have committed crimes.
Yes.
Specifically, violent crimes on people. And there was a report that was done out of Denver. So I want to go back. The Denver mayor was making some statements. And here's a quick story that they did on that.
And I probably later today, right? So I have to get to an event, and right before 12.
What did
you mean
with the Denverite comment?
I'm so sorry, you guys. He has somewhere to be.
Before we could even turn our camera on, Denver Mayor Mike Johnson was already running away from reporters. We tried asking him about an interview he gave talking about how the city would respond to President-elect Donald Trump's mass deportation plan. The mayor told Denverite the city would resist efforts by federal officials to deport immigrants. More than us having DPD stationed at the county line to keep them out, you would have 50,000 Denverites there, Johnston said, comparing it to a Tiananmen Square moment with the Rose and Gun.
You know, I think the next 4 years will be a tough, tough 4 years, and I genuinely believe that it is a fight for all of us.
Gladys Ibarra is the executive director of the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. She says since Trump's win, immigrant families are worried.
I understand if you've got some people here, some families in particular, and I heard stories this morning during Mark Cox's show. They were talking about the fact there were kids crossing the border in this latest group as young as two.
Oh, my gosh.
Unaccompanied. So you have children who are coming over. They're obviously being trafficked, right?
Yeah.
So that's coming over. I understand you've got some folks who are just to do that side. They're trying to find a better life. They're not doing anything to cause problems, so to speak. I get that. Here, you're here illegally,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So you didn't come in the right way. I get what you want. I get it. I understand. But stand in line, go through the process, do it the right way, and get here that way. Once you're here legally, I'm all up
yes.
for you having a better life.
Yes.
I don't have anything against that. You have a lot of areas, like St. Louis, that is losing a ton of population. And we're going to talk with Ness Sandoval, who is a demographer from SLU, later on this week, in talking about the fact of the demographic winter that the St. Louis region is going through, what he's calling it. But it's basically, we're on a population loss downward slide that if something big doesn't happen, it's not going to turn around. And one of the things that they talk about is immigration is a way to turn that around. But they mean legal immigration.
Right.
You're here the right way. And you don't have to be from a foreign country, even. We need more people to immigrate into St. Louis from other parts of the country, not just other parts of the world. But Tom Holman is the new guy who is the border czar. And Tom Holman is a guy who has done the job. He has been on the front lines. And I was reading a story earlier today on Fox News talking about how excited the ICE agents and Border Patrol agents are to have a guy like that in control, a guy that they know has their back, and
yep.
he is willing to stand there and support them, give them the tools that they need to do the job. Here's a cut that he had talking about these mayors and guns.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Governors.
And for those mayors and those governors who say they're going to stop me from stop ICE from doing the job, stop me from doing this job, listen to the Lake and Riley tape. Listen to the 17 minutes of this girl suffering, fighting for her life, fighting for her breath. This little girl didn't want to die. She fought like hell. And listen to that tape. That happens every day across this country at the hands of an illegal alien. And finally, I'll say this. President Trump has made it clear. We're going to prioritize public safety threats and national security threats right out of the gate because they pose the most danger to this country. What governor or mayor doesn't want public safety threats and national security threats out of their neighborhoods, out of their communities? That's your number one responsibility. So you can hate Trump all you want, but you got to love your community more than you hate President Trump.
Exactly.
I think that comes back to the fact of this is a no-brainer. Right? You want your country to be safe. You want your neighborhood to be safe. And you start with making sure that people who have shown you that they are not going to play by the rules, that they think the rules don't apply to them. Those people need to be out of here. They should have never been here, but they should be the first ones on a plane, on a train, on a boat, and see ya. You've got to get out of here, right? Planes, trains, and automobiles. We are sending you packing, buddy. Get the heck out of Dodge. And I don't understand why J.B. Pritzker had this whole thing. If you come for my people, you come through me. Really? Really, J.B.? That's where you want to be? How about if these people are taking resources away from the people who are real citizens of your state? How about the fact that you are denying things, resources to your residents who are legal residents of the state of Illinois that you are not able to provide for them because you're having to take care of thousands, if not millions, of illegal immigrants that have run into Illinois? Now I see these stories talking about how the state of Illinois is again getting back into all this financial debt. And the city of Chicago in particular is almost $1 billion short. $1 billion.
Good grief.
It's like $984 million that they're short. The problem for JB is the old joke about socialism. You know, the problem with socialism is eventually you run out of other people's money. And that's...
Yes.
That's what's happening.
That's exactly it.
There are two counties in the state of Illinois that are growing. Can you believe that? Out of the entire state, there are two counties that are growing.
Where are they? South?
Well, no, one's actually up in McHenry County.
Okay.
McHenry County is a county, so it goes Cook County, Lake County, McHenry County, running along the Wisconsin border from Chicago, right?
Got it.
So what's happening is the same thing that's been happening in our area for the last two decades. So St. Charles County keeps growing, even though the region doesn't grow.
Right.
Why? Because they're fleeing St. Louis. They're fleeing St. Louis County and the crime and all the problems that are going on. And they're coming out to St. Charles County. That's what's going on in northern Illinois. They're fleeing Chicago. They're bypassing Lake County in some respects. And they're going straight out to McHenry County. So they're running out to that direction. When they run out there, then that's helping McHenry County continue to grow. So that's why they're one of, and I think they are the fastest growing county in Illinois, is because you're seeing that happen. So I don't understand why these governors and these mayors are so just dead set on the fact that we're going to go ahead and deny our citizens rights and resources so we can take care of people who are in the country illegally, very specifically people who have committed crimes, especially violent crimes. Why you wouldn't want them out and why you were fighting tooth and nail to protect them is beyond me. That would be the first people that I would think the citizens are going to vote out of office. You already saw what happened in this election. Trump won by a lot more than most people thought he was going to. I mean, I was doing Annie's show one time, and the question was Trump going to win? And if he was going to win, was he going to win just the Electoral College, or would he win that and the popular vote? And Ryan and Brad were both right. They both said that he was going to win the popular vote. I said, I don't think he's going to win the popular vote, but I thought he was going to have over 300 electoral votes. And I said that back then, but I didn't see that coming. What I didn't see was 11 million Democrat votes going away. Not to say that they were ever there in 2020, not going down that road right now, but just saying there's 11 million Democrat votes that didn't show up this year that showed up 4 years ago to get counted. So that kind of explains one of the things why the popular vote happened. But Trump got really popular in a broad coalition all the way across the board. Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, didn't matter. Everybody said, I'm sick and tired of where I'm at right now. And this border crisis that we're talking about was a real reason why a lot of people voted the other way. Hey, we are talking to the guy who you talk to every morning, you listen to every morning, Mark Cox. He's going to join us on the other side. We're going to talk a little bit about a big raffle that he has got going on, and he's going to tell you how you can get involved with it, and we're going to get the details on the other side. It's Mike Eilerman for Mark Reardon today on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.